Hi, could you give me your name?
Ricky Simmons, Local 1422.
Okay, Ricky, let's go back to before the demonstration that was broken by the police. How did you guys feel about what was going on in Charleston, about your jobs, job security, stuff like that? How did you feel about all those kinds of things?
Well, I feel that the non-union taking over the Nardena been a threat to the ILA and, you know, union. And that I feel that that's something we had to fight for, you know, working that ship for so many years to let a scab, you know, come in and try to take over and let it happen.
Was that one of the things that was going on? Had it happened before in Charleston, or is this one of the first times that it was going on?
Well, it probably did in the past, but as a few years back, they've been trying to work, non-unions been trying to work on Columbus Street Terminal, and that's another time we had to protest and overcome that.
And on the day of the demonstration, did you have any idea that all of this was going to start up, that all the demonstrations going to change quite dramatically, and your life is going to change quite dramatically as well? Do you have any idea when you went out that day?
When we went out that day, I didn't have no idea it would have blown up as big as it did. You know, I didn't have that at all.
Why do you think it happened?
Well, we had to protect our union, protect our brothers, and that some guys been out there like 40, 50 years, and all that hard work to go down the drain, couldn't let it happen just like that.
Now, when they came at you, did you sort of, what was your feelings? That they were trying to, break, it wasn't on strike, you just had a picket line up. Well, did you feel that they were trying to break your union, or how'd you feel about it?
I feel they've been trying to broke up the union as of now. They still try to broke up the union, but as we stick together and stand as a union and as one, we overcome, you know.
And one of the results of all this, obviously, was 18 months under house arrest. And during that time, did you know about the different campaigns that were going on around the country, really around the world, in support of you guys, trying to get you out of house arrest and get rid of the charges? Did you know about all the things that were happening?
Yeah, I knew about, you know, several things been going on around the world, Sweden, you know, far as China, you know, the great support around America, you know, I really appreciate it.
And when you were there, when you were under house arrest for picketing, is basically the only reason that you were there, what did you feel? I mean, how did you put it together? Because it must have been a very difficult thing to do. How did you feel about it?
Well, being on house arrest for 18 months, my daughters, I got five daughters, and, you know, they need extra attention. One of my daughters, her grades began to drop because she thought that her father was going to prison. My wife had to resign from her job as a result of it, to keep an eye on my daughter. And after this all over with, it seemed like she picked back up her grades and, you know.
Did they understand why you were doing what you were doing? It was pretty difficult, I'm sure, for the whole family. Did they understand what was going on?
Yeah, I sit down and explain, you know, what the ILA, what Longshoremen is all about, and, you know, how long it takes to build that monument what we have now. You know, can't just let a non-union come in and just take over.
Well, one of the more one of the better things about the rally last night was it wasn't just about you guys. I mean, it was obviously your national campaign, but it was also about the carousel workers here in Chicago that are on strike. And you went out to the picket line, and it must have been a nice feeling that people coming together, you guys with the victory, and them in their fight that they're in now, it must have been quite a nice feeling, everybody come together with that. How do you feel about it?
I feel that the carousel workers, them young ladies, they've been doing a great job on their, you know, workforce, and to be making that little $5 an hour for professional work that they do deserve a whole lot more.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.